Did you see that he's getting a bunch of... Oh, it's Denny and the girls on the queue. Live and local in Toledo. He's beefing with Newts. He wants to build a private chapel on his estate in Britain. Okay. So he can get married there to his fiance, Cherry Seaborn. Mm-hmm. I love that. Next on the poll. Oh, sorry. There's a problem, though. His property has a large population of great crested newts, which is like a salamander lizard-looking thing.
Oh, newts. Sure, yeah.
Newts,
okay,
man.
Okay, newts.
And they are protected species in the U.K.
Okay.
He's asked the local county for permission to build the chapel.
No chapel for you.
They're going to build. They're going to vote on it next month, but all of his neighbors are concerned. Mm-hmm. One says, any damage to such habitats or the killing of the protected creatures, the newts.
You can't kill the newts.
Can also lead to criminal or civil prosecutions. Another calls it total disregard to the local ecology. Yeah, that's a little over the top, don't you think? Ed's not commenting yet. Apparently the chapel would be pretty large with a 48-foot tower, and they want to build it 600 feet from a pond where all the newts live.
Well, just to have money like that, though.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm. Relocate those newts. All right, say 27. Sunshine, not bad today. 44 at the cumulus compound for the high. 29-ish, 30-ish, whatever. All right, in studio, once again, friend of the show from Mobile Meals, it's Carolyn Fox. Hello, Carolyn. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
How are things going? You must be, are you stressed right now? You got 2 days before go time.
I'm ready.
Are you?
I'm ready. We could do it right now.
Mobile Meals does the chili cook-off every year, and it's really a lot of fun. It's at Stranahan. It's this Saturday, noon to 4, media noon to 3. There's got to be a ton of preparation for you.
Well, it's just details. You know, everything's in the details.
How many chilies?
Remembering the details.
How many chilies will be in this year's?
22 teams.
22 teams. Is that counting media?
That's counting media.
How do you have all the power strips for 22 different crock pots?
Well, I want you to know the Stranahan Great Hall does an amazing job for us.
They're the
They've
best.
They've pulled all kinds of power for this event. They've pulled from different walls. They have every team has their individual power supply, and they are amazing.
I love the folks at the Stranahan. Every time I have any dealings with them, Sarah and her crew over there, Sarah Beavers, they are just wonderful people.
They are good people.
All right, so you got that handled. Now, it's a pretty big event. How much to get in?
It's free.
Okay.
Free admission.
Okay. All right. I'm in a business of fundraisers, okay? I got my disco party coming June 22nd downtown. Get your tickets now. VeteransMatter.org/disco. You can raise a lot more money if you charge a little bit for people to get in. Just saying.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The Toledo Lucas County Health Department differs with that opinion.
Is that why you can't charge?
Right. Correct. Because the chili's not made in a licensed kitchen, so we cannot charge admission.
That's right.
Yeah, but you guys have been doing this for how long?
26 years.
And there's never been an issue with anybody's chili?
No.
Never.
But
so that's why.
We follow rules at Mobile Meals.
That's true.
The rules.
You can make donations, right?
Well, we rent chili toters at the door, so you can carry little muffin pans around.
Yep, that
helps. Right. And
how much are the muffin pans?
$4.
All right, that's still $4 for all that chili?
I know, but we do follow the rules, and it's just what we do at Mobile Meals. So we follow the rules. We can't charge admission, but you rent your chili toter.
What about crackers? I need crackers. Where's my crackers?
I didn't bring any.
I love oyster crackers.
Well, he's high maintenance, huh?
Hey, and I want.
He is.
All right. So for me, when I'm having chili, it's got to have more than just chili. If it's good chili, I need a little bit of shredded cheese on there. Okay. A dollop of sour cream and just a couple oyster crackers. Boom.
Good chili stands alone.
It smells really good.
It does smell really good.
This is from the Potluck and Good Chili. That's an amateur team.
Hey, Potlucker, you eat your chili your way, I'll eat it my way.
Smells really good. They do a really good job. They're one of our really dedicated
amateur
teams.
They're like repeat
teams.
Yeah,
they're nice. A repeat. She wants to win every year.
They're good.
It's an all-day affair, and it's really a lot of fun. And I know every time I'm there, I have a blast. I should be there to support our media team. My father-in-law, Jack Armstrong, the All-American boy, he turns 90 on Saturday, and we're having a party.
God bless him.
90. That's not till 5, so I can come.
Oh, this only goes till 3. You got plenty of time.
Yeah, so I'll be swinging by and all of that. So, but it's too late now for anybody to get their chili in, right?
Correct.
Did you shut the door on that?
Yep. We have all the paperwork's ready to go. And besides the chili teams, we also have a DJ. We have some children's activities, some face painting, balloon animals.
And beer.
And beer and pop and hot dogs.
Who are your celebrity judges this year?
The food editor at The Blade, Mary Belew. Terry Stockner, who's from Topps Ice Cream, one of our sponsors. Ryan Weekman from Channel 11 is going to be there. He's one of our judges.
Okay.
And a few other
people. Is that the giant meteorologist?
Yes,
he is so sweet.
He's like 6'6".
He is, but what a nice guy. And we have a new judge this year. Her name is Sharon. She's from Sedan Grill. She's one of their chefs there, and she's going to be joining us. So we have, and Pam Wyrick from Pam's Corner.
Oh,
so
nice.
A nice variety of people. So we have
I'm a little
judges.
Offended, though, Carolyn.
Why?
Because you and I go way back. I have not been asked to be a judge.
Well, you have a team.
Yeah, that kind of makes you a little biased.
Oh, yeah.
Channel 11 has a media team.
I know they do. I was just thinking
sorry.
That when I said that.
Psych. Yeah. How come you haven't even thought of me, have you?
No, I haven't.
And it's blind.
Not even
and
on my radar.
Blind judging,
that hurts.
Too.
That really hurts.
Maybe so it doesn't matter if you have a team because you're a blind judge. So you don't know what you're
totally
eating.
Blind.
What are you talking about? I can see perfectly fine. So...
But we should get you out delivering meals again. That's one thing we need
to
work
first
on.
Off, my
friendly
volunteering schedule is pretty packed right now.
Well, we'll work
I'm
it in.
I'm very busy.
Oh,
now, my
yeah.
wife is about to start doing it.
Is she?
Yeah. She wants to start doing that.
I didn't know that.
Because her mom did it for years.
I know.
And Sharon wants to do it, so you need to send her a message because she keeps talking about it.
I'm going to see her next week.
Okay. But seriously, I want to throw my hat in the ring for next year, you know, and to,
for a judge.
You know, let's just pretend, you know, I'm still going to be around. I would love to be that judge.
You're not going to be around?
I'd have
sure?
a blast. Well, you never know. Radio's fickle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you meant the other way.
I'll have some more volunteering time. I'll probably help.
Trisha could do it.
Will
she's
you?
Retiring at the end of the month.
You're
yeah.
retiring?
She's
yeah.
done.
6 more days. Yeah.
Wow.
There's your volunteer driver.
You're too young to be retired.
Yeah, there you
there's
go.
There's
you're
your
way
delivery.
Too young to be retired.
Yeah. Trisha. Deliver mobile meals. It's a blast.
Oh, I've already thought of that. Oh, man, I got a list of, you know how many people need help in this community? There will be no shortage of things for Trisha to help with.
But, you know,
no
you need to take some time off before you jump into all that. That's what
right.
I've been told.
Oh, yeah, I will.
I mean, if you jump right into volunteering, they'll burn you out.
Yeah, no, I
so
know.
Take
I
a little for time for Trisha time.
I will. I worked for a nonprofit for 8 years. I know how that works.
I know, I know.
Plus, she needs to, you know, rid the stench of this building.
Oh.
For a few weeks.
Oh, quit it.
And working
She'll
with me
you.
Again.
Oh, stop it. I will miss you all. I will. I'll miss all of them, the goofballs.
She doesn't miss the
once
hours,
a month,
probably.
Once a month.
No, I won't miss that.
By the way, I forgot to tell you this, but
honey.
Once a month we're all going to lunch, just so you know.
We better.
At least once a month.
Okay.
Right after we bowl.
Will Bloody
for
Mary's
your,
be
for
involved?
Yeah. Of course. Well, Doc Watson.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
All right. So, now, at this point, back to you, Carolyn, for
we
the
divert.
Chili
yes.
cook-off at Stranahan.
Thank you. The chili's good, though. It's, like, hot right at the back of your throat. Like this chili, and she's got multiple beans in it.
It's very good.
Good.
So basically, the message now, this late stage of the game, just show up, people.
Just come and bring some money
bring
and vote
some
for
cash.
Your favorite chili, because you help determine the People's Choice winners, people that attend. You encourage people to put money in that cauldron. That's how you win People's Choice.
Exactly.
You want them to stuff your
bucket.
Your bucket with lots of money.
Awesome.
Tens,
and
20s.
All of it goes to mobile
right.
meals.
All of it goes to home. Yeah, deliver it. We deliver home-delivered meals, 500 people a day, people that can't necessarily get out and cook for themselves and grocery shop and that need our help and need a daily check.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a driver of mobile meals, go to mobile meals. Is it mobilemealstoledo.org?
No, mobilemeals.org.
Mobilemeals.org. And yeah, I'm sure you can volunteer.
Right.
Hey,
right.
good seeing you.
Good seeing you. We'll see you Saturday.
We will see you Saturday, noonish.
Thank you.
All right, 8:34. Stuff and/or thanks coming up right here on the Q.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota. Open 24/7 at jimwhitetoyota.com. Right car at the right price right now.
Sunshine today and tomorrow. A high of 40.